text, Hallmark Channel presents. With love, Christmas. Through the mist of clouds, a small snowy town on the edge of a body of water. A wooden sign reads, Stamford, Connecticut, established 1641. People in coats and hats walk on a snowy sidewalk holding shopping bags. Garlands and wreaths decorate the poles and windows. Kids pull each other on sleds and hurl snowballs. A girl making a snowman waves at a blonde woman who passes through the throng of playing children with a grin on her face. She strides up to a stand and pays for two cups of coffee. She enters a high-rise glass building in the office of Farnsworth Advertising. A dark-haired woman follows her into the office sipping coffee.
So there's this guy in my building.
No.
Can I at least tell you about him?
Mrs. Peppermint?
Yes.
Great. He's a fireman.
Yes to the peppermint, no thank you to the date.
He's really cute and he has a dog.
Well, then you should date him.
But you're my best friend and it's a season of giving.
Come on, Melanie. What have you got to lose?
Okay.
Great. Because I already gave him your number.
What?
A tall man enters.
Morning.
Good morning.
Did you have a good weekend?
I did.
He looks down at Mail.
Oh, they lit up the Christmas tree in Cummings Park last night. Did you see it?
I did not.
You really should. It is so special. They used like 40,000 lights.
Hmm. Keep that in mind.
Oh, hey, Donovan. Good luck today.
Thank you.
He turns away curtly.
Should have been yours.
Hmm?
The evergreen mobile Christmas pitch.
Well, Mr. Farnsworth gave it to Donovan. What was I supposed to do, fight him for it?
Yes, earnest and heartwarming. That's your wheelhouse.
I don't own Christmas.
Melanie's friend looks at her with one brow raised. Melanie's smile fades as she watches Donovan across the office.
You didn't want a crack at it?
Well, I mean, maybe a little.
You know what your problem is?
No.
You're too nice.
Okay, there is no such thing as too nice.
Sure there is. You stayed quiet while someone else bid on an account you were perfect for, and you agreed to a blind date you never wanted to go on.
That you set me up on.
And you caved, like always. Too nice.
Okay, you know what? You're way off base.
Okay.
Hey, Melanie, the photographer from the Ketchup Campaign's on the phone. He needs to bump Friday's shoot again. Scheduling conflict.
What? He told me he was available this time.
Well, he seems pretty firm, but I could try to push back.
Well, no, don't do that. You know what? Don't worry about it. I'm sure I can move some stuff around.
You got it.
Yeah.
Melanie's friend raises her brows.
What? Okay, I'll work on it.
Good. But I'm holding you to that blind date. He really is a great guy.
She grins and waggles her shoulders. A man in a suit comes out.
All right, everybody. It's that time of year again. Gather around, please. Gather around. Now, as you know, the Secret Santa gift exchange is a ritual as old as Farnsworth Advertising. Started by my grandfather and has become a time-honored tradition. You folks work hard all year, so it's important to remember what this season is really about. Tracy has a hat. It's got everybody's name in it. She's going to make her way around, and when she gets to you, grab a slip.
I'm going to pass.
Participation is mandatory, Donovan. Absolutely no exceptions. Now you have 3 weeks until the Christmas party to really get to know the person that you pick and figure out a thoughtful gift under $50. After all, we are an ad agency, so it's no exaggeration to say it's your job to figure out what makes a person tick. This is also an intra-office activity, so for some of you it'll be a good opportunity to get to know your coworkers in other departments.
Fingers crossed you don't draw the mailroom on the first floor.
I hope you embrace this little tradition. It really does make our holiday party extra special.
Melanie pulls Donovan's name. She forces a smile. Donovan speaks in a meeting room.
We're greeted with a big, beautiful vista. The man grabs his evergreen phone, sweeps the panorama with the phone's camera. Then the screen goes black in stark white letters. Evergreen mobile. Distance erased.
Well, you certainly know our product. That presentation says sleek, modern. What it doesn't say is Christmas.
Well, it might not have come across on the storyboards, but there will be a heavy emphasis on the winter setting. Trees, snow.
That still doesn't give me holiday.
Mr. Orion, in all fairness, we're selling cell phones.
All year, we have dozens of ads that push our functionality and design. Our annual holiday commercials and appeal to the heart.
Heart?
Last year's featured a little girl building a snowman for her baby sister. It was very touching, and it really struck a chord. Shared over 5 million times from our social media accounts. I appreciate your time and effort, but this isn't what we're looking for.
Well, this is all excellent feedback. I'm sure Donovan here is going to take that direction and really run with it.
Of course.
I'll be frank. We have multiple agencies tackling this campaign, and I promised them all a decision by the end of next week.
Mr. Orion, I can give you exactly what you want. I just need the chance.
Mr. Orion and Mr. Farnsworth share a glance.
Okay. I'll circle back around and check in with you next Thursday before I make my final choice.
Donovan purses his lips. Melanie and another blonde woman in a toy store.
What do you think this says?
Fire truck.
Oh, yeah, I can see that. Next year, I'm getting Zach to write his letter to Santa in colored pencil. The markers always smudge.
Hey, do you think I'm a pushover?
No.
Are you just saying that to spare my feelings?
Really? No, you're just nice. Why does everybody keep saying that? Like it's a bad thing.
It's not. It's just you have this tendency to put everyone else's feelings before your own.
And since when is it a crime to be considerate?
Melly, you know I love you, and the world could really use a lot more people with your outlook. But there are times when it's okay to just put yourself first.
She smiles with a wrinkled brow at Melanie, who rolls her eyes.
Hey, do you have any clue what I could get Zach?
Yeah. Here.
Oh, you don't need it?
No, we have backup.
Thanks.
Oh!
Melanie picks up and sniffs a cologne bottle.
What do you think of this?
He's 6.
Oh, no, not for Zach. For my office secret Santa.
Well, does he like cologne?
I don't know.
Well, what is he like?
I don't know.
Wow. You're usually so good at finding the perfect gift.
No, I know. This guy's really tricky, though. He's been at our office for, like, almost a year, and I don't know the first thing about him. I mean, honestly, I have no idea where to start.
Well, so why don't you ask?
Because it's secret, Santa.
So ask. Secretly.
Melanie tilts her head. A brownstone home. Melanie sits at a table where a fluffy gray cat lays. She smiles and pets the cat.
Hi, Mittens. Okay.
She opens her laptop and frowns, typing an email to Donovan.
What are some of your favorite things? Sincerely, your secret Santa.
She cringes and hits a button. Donovan receives the email and types on his laptop. Melanie opens a closet filled with boxes of Christmas ornaments and decorations. She takes them out and sets them in the living room, which is soon filled with garlands, shiny red and gold spheres, and poinsettias. She puts wreaths on the doors and Christmas pillows on the sofa. She talks on her phone to her blonde friend.
Hey, Jude, do you have my advent calendar?
Oh, you mean the cute Santa one?
Yes, that one.
Nope, haven't seen it.
Okay, wait, never mind, found it.
Are you only just decorating now? That is so unlike you.
I know. I normally have this place decorated way before Thanksgiving. I'm a little late this time.
Anyway, I'm gonna call you later, okay?
Bye.
Melanie looks at her computer. An email from Donovan says, I have work to do. You can get me a tie. Melanie scowls.
Well, that doesn't help us, does it, Mittens?
Melanie walks with Tracy through the office.
So Donovan wants a tie for Christmas.
You're exchanging gifts now?
Oh, no, no. I'm his secret Santa.
Then get him a tie.
Well, it's not very thoughtful, is it?
So add a card that says, I thought you might like this.
Okay. I don't think that it works quite like that.
Oh, Melanie, sorry to interrupt, but Farnsworth needs to see you.
Oh. Did you say what it was about?
No clue. He said just head over right now.
Okay.
Melanie bumps into Donovan on her way to Farnsworth's office.
If you need to speak to Mr. Farnsworth, it's going to have to wait. He has to see me.
Actually, he has to see me, too.
Donovan frowns and knocks. They go in.
Hi.
Come on in, you two. Have a seat. Melanie, you're familiar with the Evergreen Mobile account?
Yes.
This is a unique opportunity. Securing this Christmas commercial would mean big things for our agency.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I've decided to team you up.
I'm sorry, team us up?
That's not really necessary. I have it completely under control.
This isn't a punishment, Donovan. Look, I love what you bring to the project. I just think that you and Melanie would complement each other.
I'm sure she's busy with all of her projects. She probably doesn't even want to do it.
No, I do have a lot on my plate.
See, I should go at this alone.
Well, I've already made up my mind. So, Melanie, any current projects, I want you to slide on over to Jacqueline. This takes priority.
She smiles.
You start immediately. Now I got a good feeling about this partnership.
Donovan's lips twitch.
It's clever. It's high energy. It's
a little cold.
It's winter.
Oh, no, that's not what I meant. Christmas commercials are supposed to evoke a feeling of fun and family and warmth.
Have you ever used an Evergreen phone? Because you can't sell what you don't know.
Yes, I am.
It's not about fun. It's about the 64-bit quad-core chipset, 40% faster performance, 256 gigabytes of storage, and oleophobic coating.
So do you suggest that we put Santa in a business suit and have him order the gifts for the kids online?
Yes, I'd like that.
I'm joking. Donovan, okay. Christmas isn't sleek. It's messy. It's family singing Christmas carols off-key. It's giving your family presents that they didn't even know they wanted. It's magic.
The only thing magical about Christmas are the sales numbers.
Okay. You know, I have an idea. Why don't you tell me about your favorite Christmas memory?
He looks upward.
Last year, I went skiing in Aspen.
With your family?
Look, I'd like to focus on the campaign. We only have 2 weeks left.
Yeah, no, I was just trying to find a starting point.
All right, look, we're obviously at an impasse, so let's split up, mock up some ideas independently.
Farnsworth specifically said we should work on it together.
And we will. Later.
Okay, all right, if you think that that's the best way to do it.
Let's reconvene tomorrow.
Sure. Yeah.
He leaves Melanie. Her eyes dart. He sits at his desk and unfolds the slip from the Secret Santa hat. He has Melanie's name on his slip. He looks across the office at her with a wrinkled brow. He hides the slip and rubs his eyes with his fingers. Snow falls on the office building. Inside, Donovan shakes his pen in his hand. Melanie hands him a mug while smiling wide.
Good morning.
Morning.
Are you ready to reconvene?
Yeah, pull up a chair.
Yep, sure.
She pulls up a chair.
Oh, ready for your thoughts.
I've used the Evergreen phone for over a month now.
Yeah.
And the video chat is the best aspect. Smooth video, crisp audio.
You know what? This past Christmas, my parents couldn't make it out here for Christmas, and my sister and I weren't able to make it back, so we actually video chatted the entire Christmas dinner, right from cooking the turkey, to eating the meal, to unwrapping the presents.
The whole day?
Yeah.
Why?
Because we wanted to be together.
Sounds like a hassle to me.
Oh, no. It was totally worth it. I mean, that's what Christmas is all about, right? Being with the people you love.
No, Christmas is about people spending money they don't have on gifts that people don't want.
Melanie sits back and bites her lip.
Okay, Hey, you know what I think we need? I think we need some Christmas reconnaissance.
So what do you propose we do? Go stake out a mall Santa?
Funny, but no. You can't sell what you don't know, right?
That's right.
So there's this craft holiday fair. It's just outside of town. I think we could get some really good inspiration from there. And if we don't, we can always get a good cup of hot cocoa. Let's do it. Okay.
She dashes away. He slowly rises and follows her. People fill an outdoor market with stalls, lights, and tall Christmas trees. Families carry trees away from a lot. Gingerbread houses covered in candy. People buy and sip hot cocoa. Melanie and Donovan stroll together. She takes photos.
So, take a look around.
What am I looking at?
Love? Happiness? Wonder.
I think you've been peddling Christmas too long. You're buying into this way too much.
I don't peddle Christmas. I celebrate it.
If you say so.
Isn't that a little cynical?
It's realistic.
Do you know how many people see the annual Evergreen Christmas commercial? It is off the charts. And we get to reach all of those people with a message of family and generosity and hope.
And cell phones.
Yes, but just because we're selling phones doesn't mean we can't say something meaningful. Okay? Oh, okay, wait. Look at that little girl right there. Do you see how her whole face is lit up with excitement? That's because right now she's talking to the Santa Claus, something she's been waiting for all year. That right there is what we want to tap into. When people see our campaign, we want them to remember those cherished holiday memories.
The thing is, I don't have memories like that.
What? Any?
Growing up, December was just another month in our house.
Well, I'm about to give you a crash course. Come on. Keep up. Right here.
Hi.
Oh, it's so good to see you, dear. This is Donovan, my coworker.
Hi.
B makes the best cookies in all of Connecticut.
Oh.
Thank you, dear. You're so sweet.
We're actually going to need a half dozen of your gingerbread cookies with buttercream icing.
Oh, I don't need sugar.
At all?
Not if I can help it, no.
Melanie gapes.
Thank you. Just indulge me, please. Christmas spirit is sensory. It's all about seeing the lights, smell the smells, and you taste the tastes.
She hands him a heavily iced cookie. He takes a small bite and chews, nodding his head back and forth.
So?
It's okay.
She shakes her head, grinning.
These cookies, they have a memory attached to it for me. It reminds me of making gingerbread cookies with my mom and my sister Jude. We'd always sneak little tastes out of the bowl, and my mom would pretend not to notice.
You know that can actually make you sick, right?
So when I taste these cookies, I'm reminded of those afternoons, covered in flour, and it makes me happy.
Sounds like a nice memory.
It is.
You haven't had a cookie?
A vendor places gold and silver bracelets and necklaces on a stand. Melanie and Donovan approach and he picks up a bracelet.
Hi there, Merry Christmas.
You too.
What do you think of this?
Well, who's it for?
My Secret Santa.
Well, does she wear bracelets?
I don't know. Doesn't every woman?
Oh, no, no. Women who draw or type a lot, like myself, we tend to steer clear of bracelets because they knock on the keyboard. And then some women love to wear necklaces while others never wear them. And that's not even touching up the question of gold versus silver, so.
Wow, okay. Well, this is going to be a little more complicated than I thought.
Well, you could tell me who she is and I'll tell you what she likes.
Let's try.
Melanie sees a pair of snowflake-shaped silver earrings and lifts them up to the light.
Are those stars?
No, they're snowflakes. My grandmother had a pair just like them. She wore them every Christmas. They're beautiful.
Thank you.
Melanie looks over her shoulder at carolers.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Come on.
She drags him to them.
Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
Hey!
Hey.
It's a start.
Evening, they leave the market.
So?
So?
So did it help?
It was educational.
Good, that's good. This is me.
Oh, I've got something for you.
You didn't have to get me anything.
It's my market strategy analysis. Oh. See if you can have it read by tomorrow. I think it'll really help us focus our direction. Good night.
Oh, with the cookie.
She thrusts the cookie boxes at his back.
Yeah.
Melanie, Jude, and a boy in a kitchen.
I just don't get it. He's so cynical. I mean, who dislikes Christmas?
You do realize you don't have to fix him. You just need to get him a present.
Well, it's not about the present. Although Farnsworth takes the gift giving very seriously. Oh, but are you done? Are you ready for your big reveal there?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
1, 2, 3.
He unfolds a paper snowflake.
That's a good one. High five.
Good job.
Okay, so if it's not about the gift, what's it about?
It's about creating a heartwarming ad with a person who thinks Christmas is nothing but a marketing scheme.
Well, if anyone can sell a person on the magic of Christmas, it's you, little sis.
Melanie smiles and nods. At home, she pets her cat and looks at the email from Donovan saying to buy him a tie. She licks her lips and types a reply.
We are fresh out of ties here at the North Pole. Are you a sports fan? Do you like to read?
In a cafe, Donovan frowns and responds to the email.
Why is it important that you give me the right gift?
Her eyebrows raise then furrow at her screen.
It's my job. I'm your secret Santa. You know, I'm starting to think that what you really need is some good old-fashioned holiday cheer.
A waitress brings Donovan coffee. He replies,
thank you. Bah humbug.
See about that, won't you?
Melanie wrinkles her nose. In the office, she smiles as Donovan comes in.
Good morning.
Morning.
You still want to work at the cafe today?
Yes. I don't think I can drink another cup of that break room coffee.
I know what you mean. That stuff should have an octane rating. I'm just going to grab some files on my desk. I had Steve research the last 5 years of holiday campaigns with the highest social media impact. It seems important to them.
Good thinking.
Thanks.
He marches to his desk where he sees a mini Christmas tree with a note that says, "Can't celebrate Christmas without a tree. Santa." Donovan frowns and his eyes dart around. Later, he and Melanie walk outside.
So, how did you sneak over to my desk without me seeing?
I wasn't at your desk today.
I know you put the Christmas tree on my desk.
What Christmas tree?
Melanie, you don't have to pretend. I put it together after the first email.
Okay, I'm sorry. You've totally lost me now.
Okay, so you're saying that you're not my secret Santa?
She tilts her head and opens her hands.
Oh, hold on.
He reads an email from Secret Santa. Enjoy, and water it.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
He looks from her to his phone.
I guess I was wrong.
In a cafe, they sit with a stack of folders.
Looks like we're gonna be here a while.
Looks like it.
They each grab a folder and start flipping through pages.
What if we did something with snowmen? You know, one of them ventures out the front yard and into the big city.
They did that 2 years ago.
All right, add it to the reject pile. It's 7 already? I'm sorry, I gotta go. I have dinner at my sister's. You know, we're listening to our grandmother's Christmas records and trimming the tree, and I've lost you, haven't I?
At sister's, yeah.
Anyway, I have to go, because if not, I'll be late, and then I'll never hear the end of it.
Okay, well, I'll hold down the fort.
You should come.
To your family dinner?
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we've been at this for hours, and A break might help, and you can't live on coffee forever.
I don't think so.
Change of scenery might be good for the inspiration.
She smiles at him, and a smile breaks through his serious expression.
What's for dinner?
Yes! Let's pack up.
All right.
They get out of a car in the show at Jude's house.
You know you didn't have to bring anything, right?
I'm already intruding on a dinner I wasn't invited to. Can't show up empty-handed.
You made it!
Hi!
And you brought a person I've never met.
Yes, oh, and he brought wine. This is Donovan. He's my coworker. I asked him to tag along.
I hope it's not an inconvenience.
No, of course not. The more the merrier. Please, come inside.
He goes in.
The guy who dislikes Christmas?
Oh, yeah. It's a long story.
Can't wait to hear it.
They eat dinner.
So, Zach, you excited for Santa?
Yeah, he's been a really good boy this year.
He sure has. Last week, I caught him cleaning out the garage.
Wow. Do you know what, buddy? I don't think you have much to worry about. You're a pretty good kid all year round.
Yes, but Santa certainly appreciates the effort. Right. Donovan, how do you and your family celebrate Christmas? Any fun traditions?
No. Not really.
Well, nothing at all?
We're not really close.
Oh.
Mom, could I have some mashed potatoes?
Sure thing, sweetie.
A record spins on a turntable and the needle touches the disc. The family decorates the tree. Donovan lifts a paper snowman.
So you liked it?
I do.
I made it last year.
Well, you did a fantastic job.
You can have it.
Oh, no. I can't take this.
It's a gift.
Donovan smiles.
Thank you.
Angel time.
Yeah. Oh, so heavy.
Dad lifts sack.
Nice work.
Okay, so what am I bringing for Christmas? Pecan pie?
Mom called dibs on the pie, but we have an opening for cookies.
Okay, I can do that.
It was nice meeting you, Donovan.
Likewise. Bye. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Lovely.
See you soon.
You're welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Bye, Melly.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Melly?
Yeah, it's a childhood nickname.
Oh, I like it. Suits you.
Donovan sits in an office armchair with his phone to his ear.
You've reached the voicemail of Andrew Goodwin. He's unable to take your call at this time. Please leave your name and number and he will return in as soon as possible.
Hey, Dad. It's me. I was wondering if you were free next week. I thought maybe we could grab some dinner or something. Let me know.
He puts the phone down and looks at it unsmiling. He pulls the paper snowman out of his pocket and turns it over in his hands, smiling. He lays it next to his phone and stands. Melanie paces across her kitchen in heels, putting on a coat. She lifts her bag and moves the candy cane ornament from one day to the next on a Santa-shaped advent calendar. December 5th. She leaves her house. Donovan sits typing at his desk. He glances at the tiny tree on his desk and picks up his phone. He types an email.
Thank you for the tree. It was a very kind gesture.
Melanie writes back.
One that got you into the holiday spirit?
It didn't hurt.
He has no idea it's you.
No, I set my secret Santa email to delayed sending so that he would get it when we were out together.
Oh, smart.
I know, it's one of the new features of the Evergreen cell phone.
Oh.
Santa, tell me some of your other favorite things about Christmas.
When it snows lightly outside, and you can imagine that you're in a snow globe. I have a whole collection.
Santa and snowman themed snow globes. Donovan smiles to himself.
I never took Ebenezer Scrooge for the pen pal type.
I know, right? I'm discovering so many things about him that I didn't know. He has a sense of humor.
I'm going to need video evidence for that.
It's true, I swear.
How can he not guess it's you? I mean, who else would care enough to get an email account just to figure out what her secret Santa wanted for Christmas?
It's a big building.
A co-worker.
Yeah. Hey, what are we looking at?
Nothing. Just the evergreen phone. Melanie's on the pitch now.
Oh, right.
We'll talk later.
Sure. Bye. You know Tracy fairly well, don't you? Yeah. Any idea what she might like for Christmas?
Sounds like somebody is fishing for a secret Santa gift.
Well, if someone were fishing.
In this totally hypothetical situation, I would tell them that she's highly addicted to the peppermint lattes from the cafe across the street.
You're the best.
Melanie and Donovan work in the cafe.
What about a story about our military overseas on Christmas?
Ryan wouldn't want anything too heartbreaking.
A Christmas dog. He delivers the paper, then he delivers the slippers, and then he delivers the evergreen phone.
That's serious, are you?
Apparently not.
She clasps her hands, then picks up her phone and frowns.
Everything okay?
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's just this photographer. He's been giving me the runaround for a few days. I hired him for the ketchup campaign, and he's just been really unreliable.
I thought Jacqueline took that account over.
No, she did. He's just been so difficult, I said that I would handle him. You know, I don't want to saddle her with a headache.
I see.
What?
No, nothing.
He smiles.
You obviously want to say something.
I just noticed that you have a tendency to be overly accommodating.
So?
So, I think it would be good for you to learn how to say no. You won't offend people, and they might appreciate your honesty.
Well, that's coming from the expert, so...
What expert?
You have a tendency to be...
She closes her mouth. He smiles expectantly.
Well, not so friendly.
It's not true.
You've been working with us for almost a year. Why don't you ever go out with us after work?
I'm here to do a job, not make friends.
Okay, but you can actually do both.
So what? Spend my Friday nights shooting pool? Chit-chatting with Joe from accounting?
Joe is actually really nice, and he's got great stories. And anyway, what's so bad about chit-chatting with Joe? He might actually be your secret Santa.
He's not my secret Santa.
Oh, and how do you know that?
I just do.
She purses her lips and they look back at their work. Donovan picks up his phone and types.
Do you think I'm too distant?
Melanie snatches her phone.
I'm gonna go get a refill. Do you want anything?
Oh, I'm fine. Thanks.
She shuffles to the counter and types back.
Honestly, I think you can be.
Donovan nods slightly. His attention on his screen.
I've just never been very good at opening myself up to people.
She writes back.
Well, you're doing an okay job with me.
It's different with you. You're behind the screen.
Okay. I know that putting yourself out there can be scary, but you should take a chance. You might be surprised by the outcome.
They return to the office.
Don't tell me you're not dying to find out who yours is.
I'm not.
Why not?
Because I have lousy luck with Secret Santa. Last year it was Bill in accounting. He quit 2 days before the party. And the year before that, it was Kenny from the mailroom. He just re-gifted his Secret Santa. It was a t-shirt. It was 3 sizes too large, and it said, I love mail. And then the year before, it was, Betty, the receptionist. She made me 2 pounds of homemade peanut butter fudge.
Doesn't sound so bad.
I'm allergic to nuts.
Oh, it's a bummer.
Anyway, you know what? It's fine. I have always been a bigger fan of giving than receiving anyway.
No. If anybody deserves a really great gift, it's you. I mean, the holidays obviously mean a lot to you.
From your lips to my secret Santa's ears, I guess.
Melanie?
Yeah?
Any progress with the photographer?
I'm on it. You know what? I've called him 5 or 6 times. He's not getting back to me, but I'm going to try him right now. I'm going to...
Donovan eyes her.
Do you know what, actually? We're really busy with the Evergreen Nobel pitch. I don't think I have time to keep chasing him down.
Oh.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You know what? Never mind. I can probably get
him. Melanie, listen, if you're busy, you're busy. I'll just get Steve to do it.
Great.
The co-worker leaves. Melanie beams at Donovan.
Right.
A co-worker places a gingerbread cookie on Donovan's desk.
Hi.
Hey! Oh, supposed to be a surprise. I guess you got me. I picked up some gingerbread cookies from the North Pole Tree Farm. Have you ever heard of it?
I have.
Well, they always go so fast when I leave them in the break room and you're out of the office, so I saved you one.
Thank you.
You're welcome. By the way, nice tree.
Now, how's the Evergreen pitch coming along?
Good. Good, yeah. I think we got some really strong leads, and I'm sure we're going to have something very solid to present to you soon.
Excellent. I have the utmost faith in you both.
Thank you.
Before you leave, there's something else I'd like to discuss with you.
Okay.
James Porter's retiring at the end of the year, which means there's going to be an opening for creative director, and I'd like to promote internally. Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, I would very much like to be interested. I'm very interested in that.
Great. Great. I'm glad to hear it. I think you'd be a great fit for the position. You know, I've been so impressed with your work over the past few years.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll be announcing my decision at the Christmas party, so that gives you and Donovan time to make your cases.
Her jaw drops.
Donovan?
Yeah, he's one of the other candidates we're looking at.
She forces a smile.
Okay.
Melanie and Jude.
Yeah, we've been writing back and forth for a week.
What do you mean?
Oh, I took your advice. I set up a fake email account so I could figure out what he wants for Christmas.
Okay, that was not my advice.
Well, it was in the spirit of your advice. Anyway, it just sort of snowballed from there.
Well, that's unexpected. So he doesn't know it's you?
No, it's complicated.
Why is that?
Well, in writing, he's sweet and funny and... Then working on our project together, we disagree on everything, and now we're up for the same promotion.
Creative director? You've wanted that forever.
Yeah.
Jude sets down her tea.
Well, so how come you're not more excited?
Well, oh, no, I am excited.
But?
You know, I think it just caught me off guard. I mean, we were working together. You know, and now suddenly he's the competition.
Is that all?
Melanie's eyes shift.
What else would it be?
Are you really gonna make me say it?
What?
Melly, you like him.
She grins.
Of course I like him. He's a nice guy.
I don't think this has to do with the Secret Santa anymore. You're falling for this guy.
That's... not true.
Are you sure?
She blinks and pulls her head back. At the office, Donovan knocks on Mr. Farnsworth's door.
Mr. Farnsworth, can I speak to you, please?
Sure, Donovan. Come on in.
Perhaps I misunderstood, but I thought I was a lock on the creative director position. You mentioned that to me when I first started at the agency. But I've been hearing that there are multiple candidates.
Donovan, I really value your work here at the firm. It's great. Very well researched.
And I continue to bring high-profile clients.
Yes, you do.
So
I'm taking all of that into consideration.
But what can I do to show you that I'm the one for the job?
Donovan, you're very talented. But this isn't a solo sport. We win and lose here as a team. Take Melanie, for example. She makes the effort to get to know the people she's working with and make herself a part of that team. And as a result, people come to her.
Is Melanie one of the other candidates?
Yes, she is. Look. Donovan, you've got lots of time to show me you can be a team player.
Thank you.
Donovan nods and stands, buttoning his jacket. The co-workers leave the office.
Don't forget, meet up tonight at Harbor Point Rink. Who's coming?
Oh, I'm in.
Me too.
Carpool? Yeah, sure.
I'd like to come.
You mean you're actually going to come hang out after work? Voluntarily?
Sure. Sounds like fun. Since when does he like fun?
Wonderful. Okay, everyone, meet at the rink in an hour.
I guess
guess I'll see you there.
See you there.
Melanie raises her brows as they leave. At a recreation center, the co-workers sit on long benches lacing up their ice skates. Melanie sits with Tracy.
You know, I think the last time I went skating was in high school.
Really?
Yeah, but it's like riding a bike, right? It all comes back to you once you're out there.
Totally. You just gotta shake off the dust.
So, do you think he's really gonna show?
Well, he said he'd be here.
Why the sudden urge to mingle, I wonder?
I may have suggested it.
What did you say?
I just said that if he took the time to get to know his coworkers, he might discover that he actually likes them.
Wait, did you suggest it or Secret Santa?
Both, I guess.
Well, it looks like you two are pretty persuasive. All right. Any final advice before we hit the rink?
Just go out and have fun. Oh, and don't forget the toe pick.
Oh, here he comes.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
He passes them.
Mr. Farnsworth.
Donovan. Glad you could make it tonight.
It's good to see you. Thought I'd give this a whirl. No, I appreciate the feedback and the chance to show you that I can change.
Well, no problem, Donovan. I want to make sure that you get every advantage.
I appreciate that.
You much of a skater?
Not even a little.
He pats his arm.
We'll see you out there. Can't wait.
People skate in a wide circle under flashing lights. A Christmas tree is set up in the center of the rink. Donovan watches from the side at people laughing and gliding. He stays at the edge of the ice and Melanie sweeps in front of him.
Hi, Donovan.
Hi. Melanie?
Are you just gonna watch or are you gonna skate?
Oh, just taking it all in.
What, it's been a while?
A long while. As in, never.
She smiles.
What?
Oh, nothing. I just, I don't think I've ever seen you this laid back.
Oh, I thought that a suit and a tie might be a little bit formal for the rink.
Well, it's really nice to have you here.
Yeah, well, trying to open myself up to new opportunities. A friend. Thought it would be a good idea.
Smart friend.
Yeah. She is. Hey, Melanie, was skating as the office activity, was that your idea?
No. No, it wasn't.
He purses his lips and nods.
So do you want to... Gonna give it a shot?
Yeah.
Do you need a lesson?
Yes.
She holds out both gloved hands and he takes them. Holding hands, they skate in circles with their co-workers. He wobbles and waves his free arm. Later, he leaves the rink and sits next to the woman who left him a cookie.
Hey, Alicia.
Hey.
That is a lot of fun.
No kidding. You got some moves.
I think I found my new sport. Was ice skating your idea?
It was. It's one of my favorite things to do at Christmas. Me and my family go every year. Kind of puts us in the holiday spirit.
That's great.
Anyway, I'll see you back at the office.
Yeah, see ya.
Donovan's eyes shift and he smiles to himself. Donovan types an email in the cafe.
Obviously a natural-born skater.
Melanie writes back from home.
Is that right?
You saw me out there. What are your scores?
Maybe I was there and maybe I wasn't.
Okay. I'll play along.
Sounds like you had a nice time. Are you glad you went?
I am.
Melanie's smile fades.
I've wanted to ask this for a while. Is there a reason you don't like Christmas?
He shakes his head.
My mom passed away. I was very young. and my dad. He was never much for holidays. He's a lawyer, very successful. Can't remember a single Christmas he didn't spend in the office. We actually don't talk much. He was disappointed when I turned down law school.
She frowns.
I'm sorry.
You know, I don't think I've ever shared that with anyone before. I'm really glad you emailed me.
She smiles.
I didn't realize how much I needed someone to talk to.
You've got one. Whenever you need it.
He closes his laptop and packs his things in a bag. Melanie smiles at her screen and pets her cat on the arm of her chair. Donovan emerges from the cafe to a snowy sidewalk. He drops change in the bucket of a woman dressed as Santa ringing a bell. He continues down the sidewalk. Outside Jute's house, Zach puts a hat on a snowman.
Thanks again for offering to take him to the North Pole tree farm today. He has been talking about it non-stop.
It's my pleasure. You know what? I think I'm just as excited about it as he is.
So how goes the hunt for the perfect Secret Santa gift?
Oh, not good.
Still haven't figured out what to get him?
No, I have no clue.
You spent the last week with the guy. You must have gotten to know him pretty well.
He's an early riser. He does not like sugar in his coffee. He's stubborn, but fair. And he's a horrible skater, but he refuses to admit it.
Hey, hey, not so fast with that scarf.
But the snowman needs a scarf.
No, he's not getting yours. Come here.
Jude puts scarf on Zach.
Aw, but he'll be cold.
No, you'll be cold.
You know what, Zach? I think green's his color.
Thanks, Auntie Mal.
Welcome.
Molly, it's going to be in the teens today.
Ah, worth it.
Zach wraps her scarf around the snowman. In the Christmas market, Donovan peruses the jewelry cart.
Look at those new snowflake-shaped earrings. You had them here the other day.
I'm sorry, I sold those this morning. But I can show you something else. We have a lot of very festive jewelry.
I had my heart set on those, but thank you.
Melanie and Zach.
Oh. Hi.
Hi. I didn't expect to see you here, of all places.
Oh, I had a craving for those gingerbread cookies.
I told you so.
Auntie Mel, can I get my picture taken with Santa?
Yes, of course you can, pal.
Mr. Donovan, do you want to see him too?
Oh, no, that's fine. No.
You can tag along if you want.
You can tell him what you want for Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, I did really good this year, Santa. Did you get my list?
Why not make this a family photo? Everyone squeeze in.
Oh, no.
No, we're not them.
Oh, come on, Auntie Mel. Come on, Mr. Donovan.
Do you mind?
Sure.
Okay.
They join Zach.
All right, everybody. Let's say candy canes.
Candy canes.
They smile with Santa.
Can I have some quarters?
Oh, sure you can. Do you know what? I think I'm all out of quarters.
Oh. Oh, wait. I should have some.
Oh.
Yeah, here. Here you go, Zach.
Thanks.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, oh, wait, one second. Gotta show you. You gotta hold your hand up flat like that. Okay, they're gonna nibble right out of there. Okay. Have fun.
You're so good, man.
Ah, he makes it easy.
In the petting zoo, Zach feeds a carrot to a donkey in a Santa hat. Melanie shivers.
You cold?
A little. I gave my scarf to a snowman.
Do I even need to ask?
Nah, probably not.
Here.
What? Oh, no. I'm totally fine. Don't worry about it.
You're shivering.
Well.
He wraps his scarf around her neck.
There.
Thank you.
They smile and their eyes meet.
Auntie Mel!
Yes, Zach, yeah.
Can I make an ornament?
Of course you can. Go on.
They follow the boy to a crafting table. He grabs paper and glitter.
Oh, thank you. Hey, did you know that reindeer are the only mammals that can see ultraviolet light?
No. Is that how they live this way?
You know what? I bet it is.
Is that true?
Yeah, saw it on a nature show.
Wow.
Nice. Go for it.
The office.
Oh, hi. What's this?
Our pitch.
Our pitch?
Yeah. When I went home yesterday, it hit me. What does Santa's sleigh need that an Evergreen phone has?
I don't know.
GPS. Got the whole script right there and some mock-ups.
Okay, great. I'm going to take a look at it right now and I'll get back to you with notes.
No need. Worked on it all night. It is perfect.
You don't think I should at least give you some input?
Oh, there's no time for that. Look, I tell you what, let me take point and you can chime in if you feel the need to, but I highly doubt it. I mean, this here, real winner. I already let Farnsworth know we're coming by.
He walks away.
Oh. Okay, yeah, I mean, if you really think it's ready.
Oh, trust me. He's gonna love it.
She stands and follows him with wide eyes. Mr. Farnsworth closes the folder on his desk.
I don't think this is the one.
Sir, we have only 3 days before we pitch to Orion. I think we should run with it.
Sorry, it's not a bad idea. It's just missing something. You know, we only get one shot at this. So we need more.
More what?
More heart.
Melanie and Donovan share a glance. She nods. They leave Mr. Farnsworth's office.
We'll get there.
Donovan shakes his head and stomps away.
Okay.
He sits at his desk and picks up his phone to see a missed call from Dad. He frowns with a wrinkled brow and sets his phone down. Melanie furiously scribbles out items on a Secret Santa gift idea list. Taylor peers over.
Secret Santa. Got a few likes, a few dislikes from him, which is a start, but he's tough. I thought, you know that cafe that he goes to where he works all the time? Would it be too impersonal to get him a gift card for coffee?
Yeah.
Okay. What about cookies?
He doesn't eat sugar, you know that.
I know. What about a membership to the astronomy club? Oh, he's coming.
They hunker over their desks as Donovan passes. Nighttime in the city. Donovan greets an older man leaving an office.
Dad.
Donovan. What are you doing in my neck of the woods?
I saw a missed call, so I thought I'd just come by. Are you busy?
Huh. I'm on my way to the courthouse.
How you been?
Good. You know, busy as usual.
They walk together.
Do you have any plans for Christmas?
Well, same as every year. Work. Avoid the crowds by Grand Central. Good time to get caught up and get things done when the office is quiet.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something I wanted to ask you.
Excuse me. Hello? What do you mean he's not there? Well, please, do your best to track him down.
We have his deposition tomorrow.
I'm sorry. It's been like this all day.
It's okay. It's been a busy few weeks at work for me, too. I'm working on a big account. Evergreen Mobile. The CEO has one heck of a poker face, but when we bring him back in, I think I can sell my vision.
You always were very persuasive. Your mother used to say that you could sell a red popsicle to a woman with white gloves.
On the 4th of July.
You would have made a fine attorney.
Donovan shakes his head.
I don't think so.
Of course you would have. It's in your blood. 3 generations of litigators. 4 now with your sister. Did she tell you that she's arguing 2 cases before the California Supreme Court this year? Very influential.
No. She didn't mention that.
All I'm saying is I think you missed your calling.
No. Not that, I didn't.
I'm sorry, I don't have more time. What was it you wanted to ask me?
It's not important. I'll see you later, Dad.
Donovan walks away. His dad watches, blinking. Melanie and Jude.
I knew the pitch was off. Should have insisted on looking it over before we went in there.
So why didn't you?
Because he got so excited. You know, I didn't want to
take the wind out of his sails.
Melly, his sails are your sails. You're supposed to be a team, right?
Yeah.
So why are you sitting on the bench for this one?
Is that a sports reference?
My husband's influence.
Huh.
Speaking of, my chocolate's getting cold.
Thank you. Sorry, bedtime stories ran a little long.
I got you to read it twice, didn't
you? You sure did. What'd I miss?
Oh, just work trouble.
That Christmas account still throwing you for a loop?
Yep. You got any advice?
I don't know if I can give you any advice, but maybe an early Christmas gift?
Melanie's head swings to Jude.
What?
Jude nods.
There you go.
He hands her a box.
Guys! Oh my goodness! This is amazing!
Must have for a new creative executive.
A leather bag.
Guys, it's beautiful. But I don't have the promotion.
Yet.
Knock 'em dead, Melly.
She smiles with a wrinkled chin.
Well, I'm gonna see.
Donovan types an email.
I've worked so hard to get to where I am. I just wish he was proud of me.
Melanie responds at home.
I'm sure he's proud of you.
There will always be some part of him that's disappointed I didn't follow in his footsteps.
Maybe instead of focusing on your differences, you need to find some common ground. What's something you both like to do?
When I was younger, he used to take me to basketball games. He loves all the Boston teams.
So start there. You know, my mother was an incredibly talented dancer. She toured with a ballet company for years before I was born. Growing up, I wanted to be just like her. I begged her to sign me up for all the dance classes. It had been her dream, and then suddenly it was mine.
Something to add to my list of things I know about you.
About halfway through my first year at Juilliard, I realized that I just didn't love it. Not enough to commit my whole life to it. I was so terrified to tell her. Do you know what she said? She told me that the only thing that she's ever wanted me to be was happy.
Donovan's lips pull up in a tight smile.
Thank you for helping me with this. You mean a lot to me.
He frowns to himself and deletes the last sentence.
Anytime.
On a lighter note, I was wondering if there is any Christmas activity you haven't done.
I've never gone on a horse-drawn sleigh ride.
Even I've taken a sleigh ride.
Really? I have a hard time believing that. Oh. Okay. Okay. Feeding you. Okay.
She hops up from her computer chair. Daytime, she puts on a coat and closes her laptop. She frowns at her phone screen that says, "Email from Donovan." It reads, "Santa, I think we should meet." Melanie cocks her head and her eyes dart. She and Tracy walk together outside.
So Donovan wants to meet.
You've already met.
He wants to meet his secret Santa.
That seems like cheating. The party's still 2 weeks away.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe it's time I tell him. We've gotten really close, and it feels wrong to keep it from him.
Okay, so tell him.
Yes, I would. It's just...
Just what?
This is gonna sound really silly, but... what we have behind the screen is... really special, and... I'm worried that he'll be disappointed.
Why would he be disappointed?
He obviously likes you. He likes his secret Santa.
And you are his secret Santa.
Yes, but he doesn't know that. I think I just let it go on for too long. This started out as just a way to get to know him better, and now he's told me all these personal things about himself and his family, and... I mean, how's he gonna react when he finds out it's me?
Just tell him, Mel. What's the worst that could happen?
She grimaces. In the office, Alicia finds a letter on her desk. She opens it and reads, "Thank you." She looks around the office smirking. She picks up a snow globe next to the letter. Melanie enters the office and spots Donovan across the room. She inhales and marches to him.
Hey.
Hi.
There's something I need to tell you.
I know.
You do?
Yeah, well, it's pretty obvious to me.
It is?
You're nervous about the pitch.
What?
But you don't have to be.
Oh.
I got a handle on it. 3 new ideas. They'd be crazy to pass up. I'm about to take them to Farnsworth.
No.
He pauses.
No.
Donovan, this whole time, I've let you take the lead. But, I want a say now. I want a real say.
He smiles at her.
You're standing your ground.
Yes. I am. This is only gonna work if we do it together.
Okay. Together.
He offers his hand and she shakes it.
Together.
They smile at each other.
Okay.
They sit at her desk.
I brought some magazines for inspiration. They're in that bag over there. Do you mind grabbing them?
Sure.
He looks in her bag.
What's this?
Oh, it's Zach's Christmas present.
He's gonna love it.
I know. It was at the top of his list.
A toy fire engine. Melanie's eyes widen.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's it. That's it.
What's it?
Our concept.
She unfolds Zach's letter to Santa and shows it to Donovan. It's scrawled in crayon and includes a drawing of Santa.
It's perfect.
They pitch to the clients in the meeting room.
We start on a blizzard. A 6-year-old boy looks through the window, watching his father brave the elements as he clears the walkway.
He watches and thinks of ways to help his dad. Suddenly, an idea. He races to his room. He picks up paper and a crayon and begins to write.
They flip storyboards.
Dear Santa.
But then, he notices the calendar on the wall. All the red X's show there's only 2 days left till Christmas. He looks back down at his letter, realizing it's not gonna get there on time. How's he gonna reach Santa?
The A5 Evergreen cell phone.
Out of the earshot of his parents, he calls the operator, asks for the number to Santa's workshop.
Cut to Christmas morning. Little boy races towards the biggest gift under the tree. He plucks the card from it. It reads, "To Billy's dad from Santa." Beaming with excitement, he hands the card to his dad.
Tears off the paper, revealing a brand new snowblower. His father laughs, touched, gives his son a hug.
And then we cut to your logo with stylish script above that reads, "From our family to yours. Merry Christmas."
She puts her hand on her heart. The client nods, smiling and misty-eyed.
I love it. It's exactly right. Great work.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Do you think you can have this in production and ready to go for Christmas week?
Absolutely. Let's go to my office. We'll discuss the details.
Perfect. Nice work.
Thank you.
What?
He hugs her.
Sorry.
It's okay.
You were incredible.
I can't believe you just did that.
Good work, partner.
You too, partner.
They high five, beaming. Later, Donovan bumps into Alicia.
Hey.
Hey.
Heard about the Evergreen pitch. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Can I walk you out?
Sure.
Tracy.
This calls for celebration. Ooh, hot chocolate on me.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, you know what? I forgot my phone back at the office. I'm just gonna go run and get it, but I'll meet you back here.
Sure.
Okay.
Alicia.
I think I must have walked 2 miles last night going tree lot to tree lot, but I finally found the perfect one. It's just the right height, it has nice full branches, and I am babbling. Sorry, I just really love Christmas.
I'll admit, it's winning me over. Do you have plans tonight?
No, I am free.
Would you maybe want to grab dinner?
I'd love to.
Great.
They smile and leave the office together. Melanie watches them, her face a mask of confusion. Outside, Donovan buys coffee.
Oh, thank you.
He holds a bouquet of red and white flowers and sits at a table. He looks at his phone and reads an email from his secret Santa.
I think you should tell your father how you feel. You might be surprised what you find out.
A secretary answers.
Andrew Goodwin's office.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to speak to Andrew, please. It's his son, Donovan.
Donovan! It's so nice to finally match a voice to the name.
Excuse me?
Sorry, it's just I've heard so much about you from Mr. Goodwin.
He talks about me?
Oh, nonstop. I feel like I know you. Mr. Goodwin is in a meeting across town. Would you like me to tell him you called?
Yeah, please. Thank you.
Alicia walks up.
Hi. Oh,
hi.
She glances at the flowers.
Are those for me?
Oh, right. Right, yes.
Thank you. They're beautiful.
You're welcome. Well, if we want to make the reservation, we should probably get going.
Lead the way.
Okay.
He puts his hand on her back and they walk together. At Melanie's house, she strings popcorn with Jude and Tracy.
Maybe I just misread the situation. I mean, they're just emails. Maybe he was just being friendly.
Well, that doesn't sound like him at all.
Maybe if he knew you were the one that sent them, he'd feel differently. You know what? You should have seen them together, though. He looked so happy. I mean, you remember what he was like when he first came to the agency. Frosty the Snowman. And he's opened up so much.
Because of you.
But you know what? If he's happy with her, then I don't want to spoil that.
It's his loss now.
That's what I keep saying. And you can do better. Fireman still has your number.
Whoa, there's a fireman?
Oh, he is so handsome. I think I have a picture.
Jude looks.
Oh, he is.
Okay, guys,
no,
I don't...
Come on, I think this could be good for you. When was the last time you had a really great date?
Okay, but I'm not looking for a really great date. I'm looking for a really great, genuine connection.
Like the kind you had with Donovan?
Well, I...
She shrugs her hands repeatedly.
I just really like him. You know? And I thought, for a minute, that maybe he felt the same way about me. I'm sorry, Melly.
Jude touches her arm.
It's okay. You know what, guys? It's fine. It isn't meant to be.
She forces a smile and goes back to the popcorn. Donovan and Alicia walk.
I had a really nice time tonight.
Me too.
I've actually been meaning to do this for a while.
Really?
Yeah, I just never had the nerve to ask you.
Well, it's a good thing you drew me as your secret Santa.
Secret Santa?
Yeah, I kind of pieced it all together.
I'm not your secret Santa.
You're not?
No, I have Tracy.
Oh.
On an office TV screen, a father and son hug at the end of the Evergreen mobile ad. The employees watch with flutes of champagne, smiling.
Well, you two really knocked it out of the park with this one.
You make a great team.
Yes, we do. To many more campaigns.
More campaigns.
They toast and drink.
Good work, Melanie.
You too.
Oh, that was awesome. Congrats.
Melanie sees Donovan and Alicia across the room and turns away.
Sorry, Mel.
It's okay.
Tracy hugs her.
That was something really special. I'm so full of heart.
So are Melanie.
Alicia watches Donovan look at Melanie.
I was beginning to wonder why we never had that second date. Guess I got my answer.
Oh, no, it's not like that, really.
Are you sure?
She raises an eyebrow. He looks at her, open-mouthed, and she walks away. He looks down, then back at Melanie. He smiles. Melanie frowns at her computer screen. Tracy talks to her.
So, something just occurred to me. What if the reason Donovan is suddenly so cozy with Alicia is because he thinks she's the one he's been talking to online?
What makes you think that?
I don't know. You threw him off the trail early and sent him on a wild goose chase. So he found the wrong goose?
Maybe. Or maybe he just likes her.
Maybe.
Maybe instead of playing Secret Santa, I just played Cupid.
She shrugs and shakes her head. Later, she walks out to the elevator. Donovan dashes after her.
Hey.
Hey.
There you are. I was wondering if you maybe wanted to grab dinner tonight before the party to celebrate.
You know what? I can't. I'm meeting Jude. Rain check?
Sure. You are going to the party, though, tonight, right?
Yeah.
I guess I'll see you there.
Yep.
Do you have the print mock-up? I told Farnsworth I'd give it to him before we left tonight.
Yes, it's on my desk.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
The elevator closes. He goes back into the office and picks up a folder labeled finished print from her desk. He stares at a photo of a young woman dancing ballet. He glances at the many snow globes decorating the desk. He blinks and steps away. Donovan's dad's secretary hands his daddy a letter.
This was just delivered.
Oh, thank you.
He opens a white sparkly reindeer card that says, "Would love to get together soon. Donovan."
It's for my son.
He smiles and picks up the phone. Jude enters Melanie's house. Melanie wraps a gift.
Okay, the cavalry has arrived. Let's get you ready.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't sound excited. This is one of your favorite nights of the year.
Yeah, but it's also the Secret Santa reveal, so in a few hours, Donovan's gonna know that he's been talking to me and that I've been pretending to be somebody else.
I'm sure he'll understand.
I hope so.
It had to come out eventually, Melanie. You can't hide behind a screen forever.
You're right. Yes, you're right.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fine, I promise.
Okay.
Now let's get you looking fabulous, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
In a restaurant, a waitress sets coffee in front of Donovan. He looks at the photo of him, Melanie, Zach, and Santa.
Thank you.
His dad sits with him.
Dad. I got you a coffee. Cream, two sugars, right?
Yep, you've got it.
Thank you for meeting me here. There's something I've been wanting to talk to you about.
What is it?
It bothers me when you say I've missed my calling. I know you're disappointed that I didn't become a lawyer, but I love what I do. And I'm very good at it.
When I say you would have been a brilliant lawyer, I mean it as a compliment. I guess, selfishly, I had hoped that it would be something that we could share. I'm sorry if I made you believe I didn't respect your decision.
Do you?
Well, of course I do. I'm very proud of the man you've become. I'm very proud of you.
Really?
Yes, son, I am.
Donovan nods and folds his hands on the table.
Look, I've also been thinking a lot about Christmas. I'd like to spend it together as a family.
After all these years, I just didn't think it was that important to you.
These last few weeks have really showed me what I've been missing. Dad, I want us to be closer. You, me, Caitlin.
Dad smiles.
I would love that. You have your own life, and Caitlin has hers. I guess I just assumed you were okay with the way things were.
No, not anymore.
You know, when your mother died, it was easier to just lock myself in the office, focus on providing. But as I've grown older, I've come to regret the time I lost with you both.
Let's not waste any more time. Come over for Christmas.
Okay.
I called Caitlin. She's gonna fly in.
And just how did you manage to pull her away from work?
He grins.
I'm an ad man, Dad. I can sell anything.
Who's this?
Oh.
He points to the photo.
This is Melanie.
And just who is Melanie to you?
She's my secret Santa.
Dad furrows his brow, then they both smile. Nighttime at the edge of a lake. The office workers eat at tables wearing formal suits and dresses in a hall decorated with wreaths and lights. Alicia sits with Steve.
It's nice venue.
Yeah.
Donovan looks around. Melanie strides in wearing a high-collar red dress. Donovan spots her and smiles. She walks to the Christmas tree and places a gold wrap box with Donovan's name on a stack of gifts. Tracy appears behind her in a green dress. Melanie's tense face breaks into a smile.
Hi. Moment of truth. You ready?
Yes. Yes. It's time to face the music.
Okay. Worst case scenario, he's a little miffed, and you two just go back to being the way you were before all this started.
Like back to when we didn't talk at all, or when we were just co-workers who made idle chit-chat in the elevator? I don't want to go back to that. You know what, I don't even think that I could.
Well, lucky for you, I'm betting on the best case scenario.
Which is?
You get everything you want.
Everything. You deserve it. You seem awfully confident that everything is going to work out.
Of course I am. It's Christmas. Now, which of these do you think is mine?
Melanie serves herself pasta in a buffet line. Donovan steps beside her.
Hi.
Hi.
Did you just get here?
No, I've been around.
Did you come with Alicia?
Alicia?
Yeah, I heard you two went out.
Oh.
Oh, word travels fast.
Yeah, well, it was a one-time thing. We both decided we would be better as friends.
Oh.
She blinks and continues filling her plate.
You look beautiful.
She smiles at him.
Thank you.
Mr. Farnsworth.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. Welcome. So nice to see you all here tonight. I trust you're all having a good time.
Yeah. It has been an absolutely wonderful year for the agency, one full of many, many successes, and we owe all of that to you good folks and all your hard work. So thank you very much. Thank you. Now, before we go any further, I have a little bit of business to take care of. As many of you already know, James Porter will be retiring this year. Yes, I know. Now, he leaves some very large shoes to fill, but after some careful deliberation, I feel that I've found the perfect candidate to fill those large shoes. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, please. A round of applause for Miss Melanie Welsh.
Her friends gave an applaud. Melanie grins wide and Mr. Farnsworth raises his glass.
All right, now, DJ, let's get this party started!
Melanie turns to Donovan. He swallows.
Would you like to dance?
Oh, yes.
They put down their plates. He takes her hand and they go to the dance floor, where they join hands and sway.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I know you wanted the job, too.
I did. But you deserved it. I learned a lot from you.
Well, thank you.
He swings and spins her.
Oh my goodness!
Mr. Farnsworth hands out gifts.
Okay, the next one is for Jacqueline.
The woman opens a red reindeer sweater.
Look. It's a little reindeer.
It's wonderful. It really brings out your eyes.
Who's my secret Santa?
It was me.
Oh, Betty. Thank you.
Okay, next we have Donovan.
Melanie blinks rapidly. Donovan opens the small gold box and removes a red tie with a reindeer print.
What is it?
A tie.
What's underneath?
He picks up two slips of paper. Melanie smiles.
Basketball tickets.
Wow, what a thoughtful gift. Who does Donovan have to thank?
Melanie raises her hand and smiles. Donovan's face brightens and he smiles back at her. She tilts her head slightly.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Next one is for Alicia.
Thank you.
Donovan walks away.
He's leaving. I blew it.
Maybe he's just getting some air.
No. No, I should have told him sooner.
Earrings. Oh, they're so cute. Thank you, Secret Santa.
Okay, everybody, that's the last present. Thank you very much, folks.
Wait, Melanie didn't get a gift.
You didn't?
No, I didn't. But you know what? It's okay. It's fine.
I can't be right.
It's got to be here somewhere.
It's totally fine. I don't need a present.
Hey, guys, you've got to come and check this out. Everyone, let's go.
Steve leaves everyone outside.
Everyone, come on.
Outside, a big red and gold horse-drawn sleigh is parked. Donovan sits inside.
What is this?
Melanie, I'm your Secret Santa.
Tracy clasps her hands. Melanie gapes.
Lovely gift.
Donovan offers her his hand and helps her into the sleigh.
Come in?
Yep.
Definitely over $50.
Mr. Farnsworth frowns. Donovan wraps Melanie in a blanket.
You get one. Thank you for the tickets.
Oh.
And the tie. That was a really nice touch.
Well, it was what you wanted.
That's true.
Their co-workers go inside, shivering and rubbing their arms.
You don't seem surprised that it was me.
Yeah, I'm not. I figured it out.
You did?
Yeah, I'll admit it was hard at first, but... And then I saw the photograph of your mother on your desk. And everything kind of fell into place.
Right.
But what I don't understand is why you never told me. Because you knew that I wanted to meet.
I guess I was nervous about your reaction.
Were you worried to be upset?
Well, we weren't exactly the best of friends in the beginning.
Melanie.
Her eyes search his.
I wanted it to be you.
You did?
He nods.
Yeah. Now that you know how I feel, the question is how do you...
She interrupts him with a kiss.
Merry Christmas.
She beams.
What happened to Bah Humbug?
What can I say? You won me over?
They smile and kiss again. Sitting in the sleigh as snowflakes fall gently around them.